Sean Garcia is the executive director of Revolutionary Fitness, a community-based organization that provides health and fitness services in underdeveloped communities. He's a fitness trainer, a community activist, martial artist, yogi, plant strong eater, and he's Puerto Rican from New York City. And just by looking at you, brother, I'm like, okay, you don't want to mess with Sean Garcia. How you doing?
It's I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you. Revolutionary Fitness. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Revolutionary Fitness was founded about almost 5 years ago now. We actually, our first class was on 135th and St. Nicholas, so not too far from where the studio is right now. And we initially were just a group of social activists who were into fitness, and we started meeting up and working out, and we realized very quickly that there was a desire from the community to want to join in on these workouts and participate. And they were asking, oh, how much is it, blah, blah, blah. And we said, no, just join for free. And we, you know, for us as social activists, we're always trying to foster deeper connections with our community. So we thought, oh, this is a great way through physical fitness. And eventually evolves to the point that we are now, where we're providing, you know, low-cost classes all around the city, primarily in the South Bronx, which, of course, is the poorest county in the United States. So, of course, the highest needs in terms of health and fitness. And we really, you know, we consider ourselves a fitness justice organization. So not only are we talking about health and fitness and promoting healthy habits, but we're also linking it back to social justice issues, because we know that there's no way to really, you know, get a better healthy and fit society without talking about, you know, racism and talking about sexism, all these things that affect us very, very deeply in our communities.
And I would imagine you also link the fact that it's very hard sometimes in some of the communities that you're working in to find healthy food and direct them towards that. How do you bridge that gap?
Well, I mean, that is the biggest challenge is, you know, in our communities, you know, you have fast food, processed food everywhere you turn, liquor stores. There's no real healthy outlets. You know, you'll have gyms here and there scattered around. Most of them, though, are not accessible to poor and working people. Or, you know, if they are affordable, maybe people can't, you know, make the time for it, because we're working folk, and it's hard for us to find the time. And it's a luxury to really, you know, bring health and fitness into our lives. So we really try to promote, you know, just bringing it in slowly, finding ways and finding outlets to bring in health and fitness into your life. And more so, you know, we also make sure that we're very reflective of the community that we're serving. So all our trainers are, you know, from the communities that we're serving. We're all
volunteers. You know, are they all volunteers?
All volunteers. Wow. And we have an apprentice trainer system where we bring in, you know, for folks who just want to be fitness trainers, who are fitness enthusiasts, who maybe want to start a local class in their community, and we bring them in as an apprentice trainer, train them up, go through our workshops, and they're hitting the floor.
So what are you doing, like weight training and calisthenics? And what exactly are you doing?
So, a bunch of stuff. I mean, whatever works, you know, whatever people are into, because we just want to get people moving. So we do boot camps, we do yoga classes, we do fitness classes for kids, you know, we go into local community centers.
Intergenerational, I would imagine.
Yeah, we go work with elderly. I mean, you know, if there's a possibility to do it in a space in our community, we're doing it. And we're finding every opportunity to get our folks moving.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing it around the city? That's the idea?
Yeah, for the past 5 years, we've been in all five boroughs, even Staten Island.
Even Staten Island.
We got to drop that there.
We got to stop that. We got to stop it.
But, you know, we focus primarily in the South Bronx because we know that's where the greatest need is. But we're in, you know, all working class communities in the city, and we try to be.
Excellent. We're speaking with Sean Garcia. Again, check out the website. I actually was impressed by your blog, SeanGarcia.com. Where you're making a lot of the connections. And then there's obviously the revolutionaryfitness.org website. Talk about the need that you posit in the website, that if we're going to be in a campaign, in a movement, in a struggle, that there's a need to be fit, to be healthy, to be prepared for that.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big one for us because, of course, our founders were all social justice activists, and it's very deep in our hearts. You know, we're all bringing our folks from our workouts to Michael Brown protests and Eric Gardner stuff. And, you know, we link these issues very, very closely. But, you know, we talk about how as social justice activists, many times because we're so selfless and because we're dedicating so much time and volunteering our time and our efforts on top of our work many times to the struggle for peace and justice, that we kind of let our health and fitness fall at the wayside.
Yeah, it's very easy.
But mm-hmm. we also understand that we have to create a sustainable movement, a movement that's going to last long, that's going to have warriors and people fighting in the streets for as long as it takes. And we also are very conscious that many of the protests and things that people go to are physical events, and we have to be prepared for those things. I mean, you know, I was participating in some of these Black Lives Matters demonstrations, and these things were marching for
long 5, 6, 7 miles.
Yeah. And a lot of people were doing it just off of the strength that they could, and they were motivated by the cause. But, you know, the damaging results of doing that kind of mileage and not being physically prepared for it is something that maybe the 20-year-old activist doesn't feel, but the 35, 45, 55 activist definitely does.
I mean, the Millions March, for example, starting in Washington Square Park, and I don't remember, I mean, it was like all the way up, you know, to Midtown, then coming all the way back down to City Hall, and I said, hey, man, my back is, you know, and I consider myself more or less fit. You know, I cycle a lot, I swim and do a lot of other stuff. But I was like, wow, this is we're in for the long haul. We got to get our act together.
Only if we're going to, you know, push the pressure on, it's only going to get more and more, you know, physically exerting.
Well, you do a podcast, right? And so talk about that, because I think one of the things we should look at is ways to get roping you into WBAI and doing more of this on a regular basis, whether it's on the morning show or somewhere else. You know, my stint here as IPD interim program director is, you know, kind of in transition right now, but still going to be playing a role in trying to move some things forward here. Talk about the podcast and see how that might fit into a WBAI programming schedule.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we started the podcast a little bit over a year ago. I have some history doing college radio, and I've been doing podcasts of different kinds over the years. But Revolutionary Fitness Radio, RevFit Radio, started about a year or so ago. And really, you know, we realized early on that it wasn't enough to do these workouts and to hold our workshops. We had to really utilize multimedia venues and avenues to really project our message of healthy living and fitness education. So we started the podcast. On the podcast, we go over tons of stuff. You know, it could be transphobia and athletics. It could go for, you know, how do we incorporate more fitness into our, you know, our social justice issues. It can, we talk about women's health issues and, you know, how we can make a woman fit and healthy as she's going through her pregnancy and prenatal and postnatal care. So we try to touch on all these things, but always linking it back to the political issues. So if you listen to the show, you think, oh, it's a health and fitness podcast, and you know, there's a lot of them out there, but then you go on there and we're talking about, you know, all this politics, and you're like, what's this all about? So we try to link it up really nicely.
What's going on? But I mean, again, if you're not prepared, if you're not physically well, you're not going to be helping anybody, really.
Exactly.
I guess you got to start right at home. Tell us about the blog and what you're you know, conveying there.
Yeah, so revolutionaryfitness.org is a blog for Revolutionary Fitness, and we put out, you know, 3 to 4 educational blogs on there. We have a team of around 10 bloggers from around the city. We have an editorial team around another 8 to 10 folks, all volunteers, just trying to put out tons of content that's going to, you know, help our community, you know, increase their health and fitness conditions. But also, you know, we're, again, very representative, so we make sure we're touching on women's issues. We're talking about people of color issues. We're talking about things that really matter to the folks in our communities, because there's a lot of health and fitness stuff out there that's catering to those who are affluent, but not so much to people who don't have much means.
Right. We're going to link it, by the way, to the WBAI.org homepage as we share highlights of today's program on the website. But the website, the one blog is Sean Garcia. Sean is with SHAWNGarcia.com. And then the other one is revolutionaryfitnessaltogether.org. But if you go to Sean Garcia, just to get a sense, folks, I mean, you got to really pay attention. But his posts, Sean's posts range from join me today on social media to call for the freedom of Oscar Lopez, the Puerto Rican independent freedom fighter. Then another post, why I haven't used deodorant in 3 months. We're going to talk about that in a second. I haven't read the post, but I have a feeling I understand what you're about to get into. Another post, is our social justice movement physical? physically fit to make change. That's key. Mm-hmm. 5 tips on how to stick to your fitness resolutions. And I bet you all of you mm-hmm. who are waking up this morning and you're eating your donuts and your crumpets and stuff, you're probably saying, oh, man, I feel guilty right now listening to Sean. And then Bridges, Highways, Times Square, hashtag Mike Brown protest, shut it down. So, you know, you have a wide range of stuff, but what's with the deodorant?
Oh, the deodorant. Well, it is an interesting one because, you know, obviously there's a lot of information out there about the harmful ways that deodorant is damaging our body. But really, especially around the time of New Year's when people are thinking about cleansing and ridding their body of toxins, one of the main areas that we rid our body of toxins through our sweat glands is through our armpits. And mm-hmm. then we're putting all this chemically based deodorant on our armpits, and it's no good. So just talking about the transition, how to get off of deodorant.
Right.
It was actually a really popular blog because, I mean, I guess folks are feeling, you know, the stains in their armpits and they try to clean it up.
Yeah, but it's important. I mean, because it is toxic. You look at all the stuff. You walk into a Walgreens or a Rite Aid and just about everything in there has, you know, it's supposed to be a health place for health needs, but you see so much toxicity in there, mm-hmm. So you have to watch out. And that's a good one. But look, I want to keep this mic open in the coming weeks and months, Sean. Perhaps we'll do it here on the morning. We'll play some of your podcasts, but find another way to kind of keep you regularly here on the morning show. But I thank you for coming in early this morning, sharing what you're doing, and talking to our listeners. And again, I direct them to SeanGarcia.com and RevolutionaryFitness.org. What are you going to do today? Do you run at all?
Well, I already did my workout in the morning.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
My yoga. You know, that's not a regular thing. I don't want people to think I'm a workout junkie. I actually woke up early and I was like, all right, let me get a good stretch in because I'm going to be on the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm probably going to do some podcast editing right after this.
All right. Good for you. Yeah.